Exodus chapter 37, beginning with verse 10. He made a table of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 27 inches high. He overlaid it with pure gold and made a gold border around it. He made a 3-inch rim around it. He made a gold border on its rim all the way around it. He made 4 gold rings for it and put the rings of the 4 corners above the 4 legs of the table. The rings were close to the border to hold the poles used to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold, so that the table could be carried with them. He made the vessels and the accessories for the table out of pure gold, its dishes, its small bowls, its larger bowls, and its pitchers to pour out drink offerings. He made a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand was made of hammered metal. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers were all formed as one piece with the lampstand. There were 6 branches going out from the sides. 3 branches of the lampstand went out from one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand went out from the other side. 3 cups like almond blossoms with buds and flowers were on the first branch, and 3 cups like almond blossoms with buds and flowers were on the branch opposite it. It was the same for all 6 branches that went out from the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, he made 4 cups like almond blossoms with buds and flowers. The buds under one pair of branches formed one piece with the lampstand, and the buds under the second pair of branches formed one piece with the lampstand, and the buds under the third pair of branches formed one piece with the lampstand. The same for all 6 branches going out of the lampstand. Its buds and branches were made as one piece with it. All of it was hammered work of pure gold. He made 7 lamps for it. Its wick trimmers and its pans were pure gold. It was made with 75 pounds of pure gold along with all these accessories. He made the altar for incense. He made it of acacia wood. Its length was 18 inches and its width was 18 inches. It was square and its height was 3 feet. Its horns formed one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold. Its top, all its sides, and its horns. He made a golden border around it. He made 2 gold rings to go under its border. He made them for 2 opposite sides. They were holders for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of fragrant spices, the work of a perfume maker. Chapter 38. He made the altar for burnt offerings from acacia wood. It was square, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. It was 4.5 feet high. He made horns on its 4 corners. These horns were made as one piece with the altar, and he overlaid the altar with bronze. He made all the utensils for the altar, the pails, the shovels, the basins, the meat hooks, and the fire pans of bronze. He made a grate for it, which was a latticework of bronze, and he made 4 bronze rings for the 4 corners of the latticework grate. He set the grate in place below the top edge of the altar, so that the grate rested halfway down from the top of the altar. He made poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. He put these poles through the rings on 2 sides of the altar for carrying it. He made the altar hollow. Its sides were made of boards. He made a large bronze basin. Its pedestal also was bronze. He made it from the mirrors of the women who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting. For the south side of the courtyard, he made hinges of 5 woven linen, 150 feet long for that side. He made 20 posts for it and 20 bronze socket bases for them. The hooks for the posts and the connectors were silver. In the same way, for the north side, there were hangings 150 feet long, with 20 posts and 20 bronze socket bases. The hooks for the posts and their connectors were silver. For the courtyard and the west side, there were hangings 75 feet wide, with 10 posts and 10 pocket bases. The width of the court on the east side was 75 feet. The hangings on one side of the entry gate were 22 feet 6 inches wide, with 3 posts and 3 socket bases. For the other side, there were hangings 22 feet 6 inches wide, with 3 posts and 3 socket bases. All the hangings around the court were of fine woven linen. The socket bases for the posts were bronze. The hooks of the posts and their connectors were silver, and the overlay of the capitals on top of the posts were silver, and all the posts of the courtyard had silver bands. There was a screen for the entry gate of the courtyard, made of blue, purple, and scarlet material and a fine woven linen, the work of an embroiderer. It was 30 feet wide, and like the hangings of the courtyard, it was 7.5 feet high. It had 4 posts and 4 bronze socket bases. The hooks of the posts and their connectors were silver, and the overlay of the capitals on top of the posts was silver. All the tent stakes for the dwelling and all the stakes for the surrounding courtyard were bronze. These are the inventories of the materials used for the dwelling, that is, the dwelling of the testimony, as they were recorded by the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest, as Moses had commanded. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah, made all the Lord had commanded Moses. With him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan, an engraver, a skilled workman, and an embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet material, and in fine linen. All the gold was used for all the work of the sanctuary project, that is, the gold from the wave offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, measured by the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver received from those who were counted in the census of the community was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, measured by the shekel of the sanctuary. The rate was 1 bekah a head, that is, half a shekel a head, measured by the shekel of the sanctuary. 1 bekah was given by each man as he passed over to those who had been counted. A bekah each was given by 603,550 men from 20 years old and older. The 100 talents of silver were used for casting the sockets for the sanctuary and the sockets for the veil. 100 sockets were made from the 100 talents, a talent per socket. From the 1,775 shekels, Bezalel made hooks for the posts, overlaid their capitals, and made connectors for them. The bronze from the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With this, he made the sockets for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grate for it, all the utensils for the altar, the sockets around the courtyard, the sockets for the gate of the courtyard, all the stakes for the tent, and all the stakes around the courtyard.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.